Tom Thanell joins us. Tom, I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for coming on and talking with us.
No worries.
I know last week, certainly you felt like there were some plays you left out there on the field against South Dakota Mines. Kind of take us through the conversation you've had with your offense this week, because like I said, there were some, looked like some missed opportunities by your offense in that loss to the Hard Rockers.
Well, we seem to be, you know, in both our games, we've started early. We started out pretty good. We've understood our game plan going in. We've attacked. We've made some plays. And then as the game has kind of weared on or gone on, we've kind of lose our focus for a little while. And I think that's the big thing right now is use our preparation to play our game up to a standard and start learning to finish.
When you look at the success last week for Carse Tunner, threw a couple of touchdown passes, 15 of 33, 282, the two touchdown passes, so the one to Keenan Brown, we'll talk about that in a moment, and also Jacob Whitmer has become a favorite touchdown target of his through the first couple of games. I thought for the most part, Carse did a nice job in running your offense, though the offensive line had a tough time protecting him, 7 sacks in that football game. So the protection's got to get better coming up against Black Hills State this week.
Yeah, that's all still part of an adjustment period. I mean, we've had to adjust to a lot of things, you know. I mean, we came in late in the spring. You have to exercise a real appropriate level and a real patience, you know, and that's all it's got to take is a little bit of patience. And I kind of live by a code that for a while, which we call the level of 5, and we have to start learning to live at that level of 5 and understand that when things are good, we got to come back and we can't think we're a 10. We got to come back and be a 5. And when things are crummy, we can't live ourselves like we're a 1. We got to come back and live at that level of 5. And that's what football is. That's what football teaches. And like I said, we have to get up to the standard and we got to start finishing.
Tom Thanell, Mavericks offensive coordinator with us on the team. Keenan Brown, the CSU transfer, had a great game. 3 catches, 116 yards and a touchdown. That 63-yard score was impressive considering he had to drag a couple of guys for about 8 or 9 yards before he finally broke the plane for the touchdown. That was a sensational effort by Keenan Brown in that game.
Well, that certainly was a great play. Not only did he do that, but he kind of outran the ball in the air for a spell there to get under it. But, that's kind of what I'm talking about. That's our standard. I mean, and we have to live up to our standard as a program, as a team, and as individuals. And that's what our push forward has to be, not only this week, but next week and the week after and the week after that.
Tom Thanell, Mavericks offensive coordinator with us on the team. You take on this week, Tom, the team that has the best scoring defense in the conference in Black Hills State at just over 14 points per game. Aaron Teal, their linebacker, had 11 tackles in their win at Chadron State. He was named the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. Take me through what you've seen on film of this Yellow Jackets defense.
Well, in my opinion, they're very well coached. And you can say that because they seem to get, if you draw things up on a blackboard or a piece of paper and say, this is where we want you to get, and this is how deep we want you to be, and this is all the this is what we want stuff on a blackboard. These guys actually really get to those places and get to those depths and get to those locations. And so they're a pretty well-coached outfit, and they play hard.
We've got 5 interceptions on the season. Kind of take us through what you're seeing from their secondary and some of the coverages that they're running right now.
Well, you know, I mean, most teams, they kind of, how do I say it? They kind of are going to play up in your face when you're into the short side of the field, and to the field, they're going to keep things in front of them. And so those are the things you have to go when you have teams that are well coached and get to where they're supposed to get. your schemes have to attack them doing their jobs. And so we have to go try to take advantage of them doing what they're supposed to do.